This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here ready to go and pumped up. Our bracket contest. You can join the $1 million bracket challenge. That's right, $1 million if you win. If you fill out the perfect bracket at danpatrick.com, you win $1 million. You can also compete against me and the Danettes and the other celebrities in the Bracket Challenge. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, get the official rules, and fill out your bracket. Play of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Play of the Day, Stat of the Day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner. Download the app, and you can watch for free. If you'd like to see what we look like, you know, the magic of radio when I was growing up, you would envision what somebody looked like. You would hear the voice, and then all of a sudden you'd see the face, and then the girls would go, ooh, face doesn't really match the voice there. Wish I would have just kept listening to you and not seeing your face, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. Let's see. I'm trying to think who looks like they sound.
Oh.
Let's see. Todd, give me a sentence.
Jim Boeheim joining us at 10:20 Eastern. Looking forward to that.
All right. Yes, that does sound creepy, and you are. Seton O'Connor.
I'm not really sure what you want me to say right now.
Okay. I see somebody with attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebel.
Without a clue.
Yeah. Marv.
I'm an Aries, and I enjoy poetry.
Okay, yeah. And a nice cookout. You see, you guys are performing right now. You're not really just giving me who you are.
Nah, this is all how we always talk.
Yeah. Paulie?
Field Yates sounds like a name of a lacrosse player.
All right, Field Yates will join us on loan from the Mothership coming up. Do I look like I sound?
Well, it's thick and rich.
Yeah.
But you're not thick. You're not like, you don't look like a baritone.
Oh, okay. You think I should be larger?
More robust?
It's like Pavarotti.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
Maybe Paulie's saying you should be healthy.
Healthy.
You should look healthier.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't say that. Marvin said that.
Yeah, but who got the compliment the other day? Somebody said, oh, you look healthy.
Yeah, well, he didn't say, oh, you look healthy. The guy went, you look healthy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might see that dude again today or tomorrow.
Whoa, okay. Yeah.
Now, you know what? It's funny. You just reminded me of that.
Right.
Damn it. Now I'm going to see him. He's going to find some other way to slam me, put me down.
You look healthy.
Yeah, you look little eyes up and down, healthy.
Yeah, I'm pulling.
Speaking of radio legends and what they look like, remember Christopher Glenn, CBS News? I'm Christopher Glenn. You know, he had this deep, powerful voice for CBS Network Radio News. Mm-hmm. He'd do the thing in the morning. I used to work down the hall from him, and then we started working together, and I never met him, but I heard him in my childhood, Christopher Glenn, in legendary deep voice. He was about 5'7" and about 140 pounds. And he was wolfing down cigarettes in the hallways of CBS. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
But there's a legendary voice.
Okay.
There it is.
This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. You can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. Jim Boeheim will join us coming up next hour. And we'll talk some football with Field Yates, ESPN analyst. What's going on with, you know, the different teams. What happens nowadays, what happens during this time frame is we don't really focus on Eric Kendricks going to the Chargers or Patrick Peterson's with the Steelers. Tremaine Edwards is going to the Bears. Now, during the season, we'll be like, oh, man, they got that guy? Mike McGlinchey, he's going to the Broncos. Javon Hargrave, who I think was the most important signing yesterday because he's going to that Niner defense, and he was a beast with the Eagles. Jameis Winston is staying with the New Orleans Saints. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I'll take a victory lap because I told you probably 6 weeks ago that's what the Raiders were going to do. It was not about Aaron Rodgers. It was not about Tom Brady. It was going to be Jimmy G, and that's what turned out to unfold there. 3 years, $67 million. And this is where, what these quarterbacks need to find that kind of middle ground, that soft landing, so you can be a starter for a couple of years. And maybe if he proves to be a very good quarterback, all he does is win, of course, maybe you get another contract after this. But that's a soft landing for Jimmy G, reunited with Josh McDaniels. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders went after another quarterback there. But of all the signings yesterday, I thought McGlinchey going to the Broncos was big. I thought Javon Hargrave going to the Niners was big as well. And Jimmy G, I thought, was going to happen, so I'm not surprised at that. But I think it's a good move for them. It's sort of a lateral move, but they're going to save a little bit of money than what they would have spent with Derek Carr. But it all comes back to what the Jets are doing, trying to do, and what is plan B if, let's say, Aaron Rodgers said, you know what, I'm going to retire. Now what do you do? Are you on the phone with the Titans, Ryan Tannehill? Are you talking to Baker Mayfield? Are you trying to come up with a deal for Lamar Jackson? So the Jets are in this, holding pattern. They're waiting. They're waiting. And Aaron Rodgers has all of the leverage here, all the power. Because he can, and Jimmy G was not going to the Jets. Carr, I think, wanted to go to the Jets. But I think the Jets were saying, look, we're all in on Aaron Rodgers. And therefore, Derek Carr's going, I'm not going to wait around. You know, it's a game of musical chairs here. And he ended up going to New Orleans. Here's Derek Carr on making that move and allowing himself to be free of the Raiders.
I was very willing to accept a trade, but I was only able to talk to one team. And so as much as I love and respect the guys, Dave and, Josh over in the Raiders, like, how do I make that decision when it's the only time in my career that I've been, could possibly be free?
Yeah. Free to go wherever he wanted to, but not free because you got to pay him. And they're restructuring a lot of contracts in New Orleans, trying to free up more money for free agents there. I like how you're going to get the NFL fan who comes in today and he's going to be like Paulie did. Paulie's like, yeah, Bears got Tremaine Edmonds. I said, you don't know who Tremaine Edmonds is.
Yeah, it was more so TJ Edwards, a linebacker from Philadelphia. I'm like, nice, TJ Edwards. I don't really recall. Yeah. I watched a lot of Eagles, but they're like, he had seven pass deflections. I'm like, that sounds like a great number. And he's on our team now.
Yeah.
We got Nate Davis, the offensive lineman for the Titans.
Yeah.
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 I remember watching him in college.
Yeah. It's almost like when you watch the draft and your team takes a tackle. And, those fans at the draft are like,
Smart pick.
All right, okay.
Protect the blind side.
High-fiving each other. They have no idea.
You just want to acquire people, right?
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes. And that's what happens. Now, you don't talk about, Buffalo, I don't think, had a good day yesterday, and I don't think the Eagles did. They lost some talented players. These other teams that have money to spend, cap space, they're able to sign some of these players. And these are the players that help you win. Help you become a playoff team, help you win in the playoffs, maybe help you win a Super Bowl. And right now it just seems like, all right, well, we got that guy. Okay, all right, seems okay. We get caught up in the shiny things, like who's our quarterback? Do we have some wide receivers? And do we have an edge rusher? That's what you're looking for. It's the other parts that you fill in and you go, oh my gosh, man, they got a great defensive line. Well, their offensive line is great. Yeah, Marv.
NFL draft is my favorite time for NFL fans because they haven't watched a lick of college football at all. New York Jets fans, they don't know anything about Ohio State. Okay, Wilson, okay, the kid out of Ohio State. Okay, all right, all right, all right, let's get busy.
Good program.
Sauce Gardner?
Yeah.
From, you haven't watched a Cincinnati game ever in your life.
Yes.
And you're amped about Sauce Gardner. You have no clue. But they're like, okay, high five each other. All right. Oh, my God, let's go.
Yeah, Paul.
I saw Ian Rapoport. He was tweeting out every 3 minutes who's got who. Mm-hmm. And he tweets out, the Chicago Bears have added Nate Davis. And I got so excited. I thought it was Gabe Davis, the wide receiver from the Buffalo Bills. I'm like, that's exactly what we need, a home run hitter. And I'm like about to text my dopey buddies. I'm like, oh, it's Nate Davis. And he's sure he's a nice guy. But
yeah.
That's all
not
up.
Gabe Davis.
No, not Gabe Davis.
Not Gabe Davis. Poll question, Seton. What do we have? By the way, 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. You can email. You can tweet if you like at DP show. And email address, dp@danpatrick.com. What do you have as far as the poll question? Say good morning to those on Chat Row and our radio affiliates around the country.
We could go with, if you were the Jets, you'd sign Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson?
I'd go Lamar Jackson in a second.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to cost me an awful lot of guaranteed money. Aaron Rodgers is going to cost me a lot of guaranteed money. But I might get him for 2 years. But I might get him for 1 year, whereas I can get Lamar for 5 years. And I'd rather look at this as a five-year plan than a 1 or 2 year plan. Is Rodgers better? Yes. Is Lamar Jackson better over 5 years? Because I don't want to start over again at that position. Mike White, by the way, quietly went to the Miami Dolphins. It's like, I'm not staying around here. I'll go back up to him. I got a better chance of playing. You still got Zach Wilson, but I would rather have Lamar Jackson. And I would say to the Ravens, all right, we'll give you our we have a first-round pick this year, which is, what, 13th? And then you have one next year. You give up those two, get Lamar Jackson. And I would say we're going to give you a 3-year totally guaranteed deal. 3 years. Let's say $140 million. I don't know. Something like that. If you play like you did before when you were an MVP, you're going to get an even bigger contract here. I mean, that would be the approach I would have. Do I want to give him $240 million guaranteed? I don't. I like him, but I don't want to give him that kind of money. Not now. But, you know, he doesn't have that leverage right now. And the Ravens know that. I mean, the Ravens were like, all right, go out and see what the market says. They know what the market's going to say. I just thought you would get an outlier, much like the Browns did with Deshaun Watson, and they'd go, all right, we're going to take him. We'll give him a deal like the Falcons. I just think the Falcons are waiting to emerge. I really do. And I don't have any other reasons for that other than they have some skilled position players. I do like their head coach, and in that division, you got a chance to steal it. Yes, Paul.
Dan, you brought up the Atlanta Falcons?
Yes.
The Atlanta Falcons have just signed a quarterback, Dan.
Baker Mayfield Jr. III?
Nope. Who would like to guess? Want to play the who did the Atlanta Falcons sign game? Who did the Atlanta Falcons just sign?
Okay. They already have Desmond Ridder.
Right. He's been called gritty and gutty. He's overlooked often. On the national stage.
Overlooked.
Oh. Yes, Marv.
Heinicke?
What's the first name?
Taylor.
Taylor Heinicke is correct.
Taylor Heinicke.
He is now a Falcon.
Yeah. Okay.
Taylor Heinicke to the Falcon.
I guess they're not going after Lamar Jackson.
Good job by Washington get rid of a solid quarterback.
But if I was the Commanders, I would go after Lamar Jackson. If, you know, Daniel Snyder... Once again, this is his middle finger to the other owners. You guys are conspiring. You want me to sell. You're going to turn on me. All right. I'm going to sell it for $7 billion. But in the meantime, I'm going to reset the quarterback market. I'm going to bring in Lamar, and I'm going to give him $250 million guaranteed. It's my money right now, but I don't have to worry. I don't have to pay this. Why not? You're going to get a great quarterback. You take him from Baltimore and you bring him into D.C. I would do that in a second. You know, fans would love it, that they would actually applaud something that Daniel Snyder did. But Lamar Jackson's still in a holding pattern, and so are the Jets fans with Aaron Rodgers. I still believe, I have no knowledge. By the way, Trey Wingo, who used to work at the Mothership, has already reported that the deal is done. Now, some of the other insiders who have no contact with Aaron Rodgers, they're sort of waiting because they don't, you can't even say a source close to, because they don't, Shefty doesn't have a source close to Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers makes sure that Shefty doesn't have a source close to him. But Trey Wingo, maybe with a connection with the Jets, says that the deal is basically done here. I still think Rodgers today, when he goes on Pat McAfee, that's when he makes the announcement. You know, McAfee's been a great, you know, soft landing spot, mouthpiece for this. He's able to go on and talk for as long as he wants, and maybe Rodgers would, you know, do him a solid and say, all right, I'm going to make the announcement today. Maybe, because I don't know what we're waiting for. I don't know if the Jets got to pony up more money. I don't have to restructure things, shift things around. Not sure, you know, what they're waiting for. Now, when we made this bet, we were like, okay, what's Rodgers do? Is he going to go to Vegas? Is he going to go to the Jets, stay with the Packers? I said retirement. Just because you'd go, who would walk away from $100 million? Aaron Rodgers. Because what's money mean, you know, in the galaxy and, you know, in my life, in my relationship with the almighty dollar. You know, maybe he just says, I'm good, and I'm going to walk away. But there's a report right now that he's, you know, this deal is done with the Jets. Yes, Marv.
I really had nothing, but like, I was going to play like a bridge over troubled water again.
No, we're not going to do that. No.
You sure?
Yes, Paul.
I got a Packers question. I'm going to save it.
Okay.
It's not huge. It's a good one.
All right, let me take a break. We'll settle on our poll question, and we'll get to phone calls coming up as well. Jim Boeheim in an hour from now. Also, Field Yates, ESPN NFL analyst. Great with the numbers to understand all of this stuff. Lamar Jackson and certainly Aaron Rodgers. Take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you understand how cyber criminals are stealing your identity. And it's tax time. So it's always a crazy time. Fake IRS calls, scammers pretending to be IRS agents who ask for personal information, bank accounts, and for you to wire money on the spot. Just hang up. The IRS normally doesn't contact a taxpayer over the phone. It's through the mail. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, and it's really easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton, because LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you do become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect what's yours with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. According to Adam Schefter, the Jets actively working to reach an agreement with the Packers free agent wide receiver Alan Lazard. There is another team involved and no final decision, but the Jets are trying to reunite Lazard and offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett and perhaps Aaron Rodgers. But that's according to Adam Schefter. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Paulie with a Packers question for the room.
It is a two-part question, Dan.
Okay.
So let's say Aaron Rodgers does go to the Jets and the Packers are due some trades, some draft picks as compensation. If you're the Packers, would you ask for Zach Wilson, the quarterback, to be thrown in the trade package as
no.
a throw-in?
No.
Or would, if you're the Jets, would you offer it so you get him off your books and get that problem out of your, because he's got a guaranteed contract.
Well, he might be able to learn something. I think he's got to learn maturity. I don't know if you're going to learn that from Aaron Rodgers, but he needs to learn how to be a professional. I don't want to put him in the mix with Jordan Love.
Right.
I want Jordan Love to start clean, and now it's your team. I don't want Zach Wilson, you know, trying to...
looking over his shoulder.
Something. Yeah, I don't want that. But do I want to throw him in? I would keep him. I mean, I think he's got talent. I think he... that's one of those one-and-done type quarterbacks that we've seen. They have one great year in college, and then you go, that's our guy. I got to see a larger sample size at that position than 1 year. And we've seen that before. These guys come in and are like, man, that guy's great. Wait, was he even going to start this year? We saw that at, you know, BYU. We've seen it at TCU recently where you're like, is that guy, you know, Duggan, you know, he wasn't even going to start. Then all of a sudden he becomes a Heisman finalist. You know, Zach Wilson wasn't going to start. Then he does start and has an unbelievable year. And then you're like, okay, that's the guy we're going to take. And so now you, I mean, you start to look at these guys, like Trey Lance, he had one great year. Unbelievable year. Didn't throw an interception. National champs. That's not enough. You can see that there's talent there. I got to see you do it. I'll go back to Sam Darnold, who's now with the 49ers, by the way. Sam Darnold, if he left the previous year, then I think people would have been like, oh, my God, that guy can't miss. And then you watched him that last year he was at USC. Well, his delivery looked longer. Or defenses started to react to him a little bit. And he didn't have that same magic attached to him. You know, same with, you know, Matt Leinart, where it's like, oh, yeah, you should have gone. That magic that's there. Because that next year, you know, defenses get to look at tape as well. They get to go, you know what? We can probably expose him with some of these things. Yes, Marv.
Christian Hackenberg seems like another one of those guys.
Yeah,
one and done, he probably would have been a first pick in the draft.
Yes, he would have. If you could have taken him after his freshman year, then he would have probably been the number one pick. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder how much is talent, circumstance, injury, because Trey Lance and Sam Darnold, they're both third overall picks of the draft.
Yeah.
And neither of their careers are going very well. One because he's just not playing well, one because of injury. Brock Purdy was a nobody. Nobody liked him coming out of college. Nobody, except for Seton. Nobody liked that to draft in the top four rounds. And now the 49ers are pinning their hopes on his elbow getting better.
But like, you did have a larger sample size with Brock Purdy. You did know who he was. You just, you know, probably looked at his, you know, his traits and you know, probably look at him going, I don't know if that translates to the NFL, because you can have it one way or another. It's like it's going to translate or it's not. And you see that with certain quarterbacks. And I think with Brock Purdy, it was, okay, that's who he is. But he didn't have any magic attached to him. And then all of a sudden, you know, the 49ers are like, yep, we knew what we had here. I find that interesting. Well, you knew what you had, but, you know, you still wanted Trey Lance in there. Yes, he.
Like, so much of the game is a crapshoot, though, especially, I guess, at the quarterback position. But there's no reason why Brock Purdy did so well and Sam Darnold has never done well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's really no way to measure that or to tell.
Well, sometimes it's the coach you have, the system you play in, the conference you play in, those factor in as well. You know, an Alabama quarterback, you'd go, okay, Alabama. And then you go, well, he's got a first-round draft pick on the offensive line and his running back and his wide receivers. And it's like trying to measure Ohio State quarterbacks. That's where the best wide receivers are. And then you're going, well, how good is Dwayne Haskins or C.J. Stroud? Justin Fields, you're not quite sure, because are they good? Do they make the receivers better? Do the receivers make the quarterbacks better? And I think it's hard to measure Alabama quarterbacks and Ohio State quarterbacks because of that. All right, March Madness, by the way, officially begins later today. It's the 11th and 16th seeds who have their play-in games. And it feels like every March you have one of those 11 seeds. Now, you do have the 12 and 5. That happens every tournament where you have at least one 12 beating a 5. But the 11th seed, we've seen this before. Loyola, Chicago, Sister Jean, that was 2018. Shaka Smart, VCU, made it to the Final Four. They were in the play-in game when Shaka was at VCU. George Mason made a Final Four run. That was 06. So it does happen. Now, I don't know if Pittsburgh and Mississippi State could make a similar run, but you always have to factor that in when you're filling out your brackets. 12 over a 5, yes, and don't be afraid to take a flyer on an 11th seed. A couple of phone calls in here. Did we settle on the poll question, Seton?
Yeah, Dan, we put up there, if you were the Jets, would you rather sign Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
Early results?
Okay.
70% Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. Just because I know if I'm signing him to, let's say, a 4 or 5 year deal, I have a game plan here. I don't know how you can have a game plan with Aaron Rodgers if you're not. He could say, look, I'm going to sign up for 2 years. But you don't know. At the end of this season coming up, he'd say, you know what, on second thought. And then you got to start over again. I'd rather start over with Lamar Jackson coming in than I would Aaron Rodgers. Love what Rodgers does, and he could be MVP if he goes to the Jets. But you're really rolling the dice on 1 year, maybe two, that he's going to want to still play. All right, Doug in North Carolina leads us off. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, I wanted to ask you a question about Aaron Rodgers, and if you have time afterwards, I wrote a show-related dad joke that I would like to share with you. Okay. But my question, I hate Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the most overhyped athlete of all time. And I'm just wondering, if he does go to the Jets, would you take your money off of the Bills winning that division and putting it on the Jets?
Would I take the Jets to win the division? Is that what you're asking?
Yep.
No.
No, I don't think it matters that much.
I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a playoff team. You know, it might be one of those where you get three teams in and the Patriots are the odd man out. And I think the Dolphins, you know, they got Jalen Ramsey. You know, as long as Tua is healthy, they're a playoff team as well. And you got Buffalo, even though Buffalo got dinged up a little bit, you know, with free agency.
Do you have a second that I can tell you my little show-related dad joke that I wrote? I'm very proud of this.
Okay.
How many Ryan and Honolulus does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, Doug. How many?
What does it matter? He didn't get the house.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Open season.
Wow.
Man.
Open season.
Ryan and Honolulu. But you know what? Ryan in Honolulu, it's always open season when he's firing away. And nobody enjoys this more than Fritzy.
I'm starting to feel bad, though, a little bit.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, divorce and everything. And I don't know if he's over his woman, but he's living in Hawaii, though. So that's not, can't feel too bad for the guy.
Yeah.
But he's taking a beating.
Yes, he is.
Aloha.
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 Wow, that one's rough.
Yeah.
That one is rough.
What does it matter? He didn't get the house.
I know.
Holy smokes.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Ryan and Honolulu's getting roughed up. Hey, real quick, tailgate moonshine. Excellent stuff. I got mine a week ago, less than a week after ordering it. So, you know, it comes quick. I hadn't had moonshine since I lived in North Carolina in the early 2000s, and this stuff is excellent.
But it doesn't taste, people think moonshine, and it's going to be like fire going down your throat. It's not. There's a misconception about moonshine, and we're very proud of the moonshine, tailgate moonshine. And I think we have another batch coming up in a couple of weeks, I believe, Seton O'Connor?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming up soon.
Yeah.
New flavors.
All right. Yeah.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, we'll let you know about that. But a new batch of tailgate moonshine. All right, what do you have, Andrew?
Well, I have to report I am two-pie Shakur right now to Pauly. The Bears did get the number one pick, and so I got a pie to the face. I tried to double or nothing. Mm-hmm. They say they'd keep it. Well, they traded it, and they traded it to my Panthers. So the Panthers cost me another pie to the face. So I'll be doing two-pie Shakur for Pauly.
Right.
Thank you, my Panthers. But I do want to see if I can go to two damn three-pie with Marv.
Oh.
And if Marv will take a Marv Madness bet. Here's the Marv Madness bet. I will take Duke going further in the tournament than his UConn Huskies. He takes the UConn Huskies to go further in the tournament, in the men's tournament, than Duke.
All right.
You want that, Marv?
Marv, you want a piece of that?
Okay. No.
Why?
After last year losing to Sean in Sacramento, they lost in the first round of New Mexico,
that's right.
Southwestern State.
Yeah, Andrew, not going to happen there. Yeah. But
well, I tried for three pie, but I can't. One other thing real quick, stat of the day. You did mention a great stat yesterday about UNC being the first preseason number one not to make the tourney. I love that stat. But the other best stat is John Shire becoming the first player and head coach to win the ACC tournament. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. You're not confident about your UConn Huskies?
March Madness? No, keep me out of that. Even though I think they're going to go far-ish, I got them going to the Final Four.
Okay. Of course you do. I think a lot of the mothership analysts have UConn going to the Final Four.
But also, I pick a lot with my heart than my head.
Yeah.
Even though I think they've had a really good year,
yeah.
You just never know. They're playing Iona in New York. Tough one.
Okay.
I like that you go with your heart, but only to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Can't quite go that crazy.
I love them. I don't love them.
Yeah, I love them, but I don't love them. I mean, let's not get crazy to have them.
Jacob in California. Hi, Jake.
Good morning, Dan. Dan Epps. Hope you all are doing well. Had a quick travel advice question for you. Me and some buddies from college were headed out to Miami for the World Baseball Classic semifinals and the championship. Hopefully watch the U.S. Get there if their pitching gets figured out. But it'll be my first time in Miami. I was wondering if any of y'all had any recommendations on things to do, places to eat, things like that.
Well, let's see. Been a while since we've been there. You know, Mario just went down for the World Baseball Classic. Maybe he should be the guy that can give you some advice down there. He came back all banged up. I know that. He landed at 3 a.m., Sunday night, Monday morning. Clevelander is always fun. Can't go wrong there. Maybe you'll see Dan Le Batard down there. Stu Gatz. Yeah, Paul.
Cuban restaurants. Past couple times I've gone there, we've stopped at a hole-in-the-wall Cuban restaurants. They never disappoint.
Okay. Anybody else have any travel tips with Miami?
You know, I went there
just before the pandemic, I went there in February, and then I think like everything closed down in March. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember anywhere that I went.
Well, thank you, Seton.
Yeah. Yeah, but there are good places to eat all over that city.
Thank you.
I know that.
And there's sunshine and
I
water. Yeah, and sand. Yeah, Paul.
No matter where you stay in South Beach, if your hotel's on South Beach, at 2 in the morning, you're here. No matter where you're staying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Visit South Beach. You may not want to stay there. You can visit there because chances are it will continue all night long. Curtis in Colorado joins us on the program. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, 5'4", 180. I just want Aaron Rodgers only to continue his career to the Jets if he goes to Minnesota and actually follows Brett Favre.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not going to happen. In 2 years, he goes and replaces Kirk D. Cousins. I don't think that's happening. But thank you, Curtis. Clint in California. Hi, Clint. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Great.
6'3", 215. I do say that because last week you guys were talking about alcohol consumption and the size, and it really doesn't matter. When I quit drinking at 25, I was drinking 230 packs and two-fifths of Jack a day and working a nine-hour job. But I have a stat of the day.
All right. How about some music there, Marv?
In the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter and overtime this season, Steph Curry is 14 of 20 from the field on shots that tie the game or take the lead.
All right, that's Clint in California. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Take a break. Play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We were going to do a play of the day here. And then Fritzy goes, there's somebody who wants to talk to you. And I was like, who? I said, Chris Maloney. And he goes, yes, as a matter of fact. Now, of course, great actor. And I ran into him on Saturday night. And the Law and Order actor was there. And I was there with my daughters and trying to impress my daughters that being a celebrity, I know a celebrity. And Chris Maloney was there. And it was a little awkward interaction there between us because I don't know if Chris knew who I was. Yes, Paul.
The way you described it yesterday was one of the most embarrassing experiences in recent memory in front of your family where a fellow TV star had no idea who you were. Is that a fair recap?
I would say that would be close to it. Yes, Seton.
And then you tried to resolve the situation by insulting his basketball ability?
I think I did that, too. I kept thinking, how am I going wrong here? Is Chris Maloney?
He sure is.
The star of Law and Order. Hi, Chris.
Really awkward.
How would you describe what happened on Saturday night at the restaurant?
Well, you know, why don't we break it down? I was in the middle of eating. There was a blitz attack from my right flank. You came out of nowhere, like out of the mist. I immediately recognized you. You know, that soft, velvety tone that you possess when you said, hey, Chris, I'm Dan Patrick.
Sportscaster.
You know, say it again?
I said Dan Patrick, sportscaster, because I thought you might not realize that.
Just in case.
And I think you said, oh, okay.
You know, and that's where I think everything went south. I think it's on me. I don't know. You surprised me. Maybe, you know, that's what it was. I don't know.
I was just looking for a little glimmer of, yeah, man, Sports Center, man, I miss you.
Well, you see, I replayed it for my wife because I said, yeah, Dan was like, you know, felt like I was shining him a bit. She goes, no. She said, it sounded to me like you recognized him. She goes, did you know who he was? Because, you know, I can play act that way. And I do know who you are. I mean, I'm a big fan of yours.
But Chris, why didn't you act like you were a big fan of mine?
Well, I don't know. You know, celebrities playing it cool. Isn't that what we
do? Yeah, but I didn't play it cool.
Yeah, but see, you were under duress, and I knew it. You were thrown into the fray.
Yes.
You were put to the front. You know, you put into the meat grinder. And, you know, you have three daughters?
Yeah.
I was like, holy cow, that's a lot of pressure on this man right now. So maybe, you know, I should have given you a little bit more love there. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chris. I'm a fan. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
This was a big topic yesterday on the show, Chris. I don't know if anybody reached out and told you that you were... You're trending.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My line was blown up saying how I'd blown you up. That humiliated the man in front of his family.
Oh, my oldest daughter, she just said, Dad, do you know him? And I said, yeah, I think I did. He's been on the show. Could you just say hello? Because my daughter, you know, that she's watched, you know, old show, new show, you know, she knows it all. And I go over there and I go, okay, I think I got this. And I think I was waiting to see. I don't think you were eating.
No.
And I wanted to make sure I was being polite. And I thought, okay, I'll just slip in. And then I think I was desperate. At one point I said, and I don't know about your basketball playing. And like, I don't even know where that came from. And I was wounded, and I was going to hurt you, and like you hurt me.
I felt like you were lashing out. That's okay. I know what happens.
What are you benching these days, Chris?
Oh, you know, at my age, I don't really count.
I should have asked you that. You know, at one point I go, oh, so do you live in the neighborhood? He goes, yeah. I do. And then I had to tell him that, yeah, well, I kind of live in the neighborhood too. There was no follow-up there. It was.
Well, you wanted to find a commonality.
Yes, I did.
Someone, when you introduce yourself and someone says, oh, okay. Yeah, that's not a bridging comment.
I know. So I'll
give you that.
I know. But this is a teaching moment for you.
Well, I think for both of us, because, you know, Dan, and I'm not criticizing here, but you came in a little tentative. You know what I mean? You have to come in with a little like, hey, Chris. And, you know, then I'm like, oh, hey, Dan. Like, you know, we belong in this mutual space together.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to pass the buck. I readily admit the, oh, okay, is not a good
okay. Okay, where are you going to dinner this weekend? And then I can find you, okay? And I'll tell my kids that you're not going to be there. It'll be random.
Right.
And then you hug me?
Yep. Yep.
Maybe guess, hey, you want to be on the show? And I'd be like, oh, do you want me to? No, I can't do that. I only act in Sandler movies. Come on, Chris.
And I'll say, I insist. I've seen your eyes and I see your acting chops.
I like that. I like that. Are you in the celebrity bracket challenge that we have?
No, I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry.
Are you a basketball fan? College?
Oh, you know, I know the brackets just came out and you know, so I haven't, but I'm going to dig into it and I'll find it. I'm still just trying to find a way to have my Commanders win more than 500% on the games in a season.
And you just lost Taylor Heinicke. He signed with the Falcons. If you know what, if Daniel Snyder,
I feel as though you're lashing out again.
Oh, I'm sorry. But how about this? Daniel Snyder gives a finger to the rest of the owners, signs Lamar Jackson away from the Ravens, and then sells the team. What do you think?
Big move.
Yeah. That'd be an upgrade over Sam Howell as your quarterback. I'm sorry. I don't need to be lashing out again.
No, no, no. But it's a fact. You know, I mean, Lamar's a proven weapon.
How's the new TV show, by the way?
It's going very well.
Organized Crime.
Going very well. Okay. Every Thursday night. So we, you know, tune in and we'll be organizing our crime and doing our thing.
If I was going to attach a word to it, I'd say gritty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You want to compliment me? I mean, before we go?
Well, if I were to use a word, I would say informative. Informative. Entertaining.
Informative.
Your show.
Are you acting right now?
Oh, no. Look at my eye.
You are. Oh, okay. Wow, you're serious now. Now De Niro's on the show. Okay. All right. Thank you. You're a good sport. But next time, hugs, baby. Hugs.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
Yeah. And like a couple of pats on the back. I like that too.
Yep. Have your producers give me your number. I'll inform you where I'll be eating every weekend through.
Problem solved.
Done.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure.
There. We've solved it. We solved that. It was awkward for Chris as well.
Kumbaya.
Yes.
Don't you feel so much better now?
Yes. Oh.
What a great thing Chris just gave you.
Yes, he did.
He gave you a gift right there.
What a man. She called right in.
But he does know that he made a mistake. The celebrity rules. But apology accepted, Chris. Apology accepted.
He played it cool.
Jim Boeheim going to join us coming up next hour. One more item as we close out hour one, TireRack.com. Just remember that. You need tires, TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They have their own test track there. Great traction, comfortable ride. They share their results with you so you can make an informed choice. They push the tires to the limit. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and then they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide, not easy for me to pronounce. Personalized tire recommendation. Right tires for how and what and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Bredestein tires, ship fast and free to you or one of their over 10,000 recommended installers. And in some areas, a lot of areas, they have the tires that they bring to you. Tire installation. They'll do it at your home or office. Install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.